And I've given you some references. Joseph, my friend, is a great songwriter, so I gave him some subjects and said, would you write a few? So he wrote this one. At last, the past is past. I've broken free and won. And now it's time to love myself and really have some fun. A bold new world is on the rise for all of us, and I'm the one, yes, I'm the one, the beacon that lights the path. Joseph's God's wealth one, all I need is within me now. Say that one, just the first part. All I need is within me now. Say it again. All I need is within me now. Don't look at it, just look up and say it. Feel it. Stronger. Enjoy it. Keep saying it. That's it. Keep going. Now, the way you drive it deeper is emphasize one word. Just the first word now. All I need is within me now. Go. Again. Again. And you can do that for 3 or 4 minutes. Now emphasize the second word, I. So all I need is within me now. Go. Emphasize need. All I need is within me now. Go. Is within. All I need is within me now. Me is within me now. All I need is within me now. All I need is within me now. Now. All I need is within me 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 now. Does it feel different each one? It goes to a different place, doesn't it? And you'll never get bored. Plus, if you do these things over and over again, you'll get addicted to them. Even when you're not thinking about them, they'll start to drive what's going on. But the point is, you must control your incantations. So I'll give you an example. True story. I do a lot with mentoring. I've been involved in the mentoring movement for years, but I've been mentoring a group of kids since the fifth grade. For 8 years, I mentored them. And I promised them in the fifth grade, if they stayed in school, kept the B average, and in addition to that, if they went out and gave me 25 hours of community service every year, I'd pay their college education. And I want to change these kids' belief about themselves. So I give them a reason, a goal, a reason to keep their standards up. But also, they live in one of the toughest parts of Houston, Texas. And I'll give you an idea how bad it was. These kids all thought they needed help, right? I wanted them to go out and help others so it would change their belief about themselves, their identity. So they went out and helped each other. The first day I gave them an assignment, and the assignment was, write what you're really grateful for in an essay. And this one little girl wrote, told a true story. I'm really grateful that mommy shot the dog instead of daddy last night when she got upset. It was our first day in my mentoring with her. It was kind of an interesting first day, right? But anyway, the reason I tell you that is because I have mentoring projects all over the place. And there's this one girl up in San Jose who was a straight F student. She was in the alternative high school, addicted to heroin, Latino girl and Latino gang. And she kept saying, but I can't get out, I can't get out. And one day, she was in part of a drive-by shooting and her best friend was shot and she died in her arms. That made changing out of the gang from a should to a what. But then she still couldn't do it because her belief said she couldn't get out. She kept saying, I keep hearing their voices saying, we're your only family. I keep hearing them say, you're not going to live to be 30 anyway. She kept saying, I can't do it because I keep hearing these voices. I don't believe is what she was saying. And I said to her, I said, honey, you got to change the conditioned voice inside your head because that's what's controlling you. Even though you're now trying to raise your standard, the belief is pulling you down. And the only way to change it is to drill it into your nervous system consciously as a leader. She goes, but this voice, I said, there is no voice. I said, say this, now I am the voice. She went, now I'm the voice. I said, no, an incantation, your whole body. So she went, now I am the voice. And you can just watch her shoulders come back and her face change. It's like, wham, in her nervous system. And so I wrote this out for her. I said, now write down this. I will lead, not follow. I said, you're following right now. You say you're a leader, you're following all these girls. She said, I will lead, not follow. And I got to say it strong so it got in her body. I believe, not doubt. Because she kept saying, but I'm not sure. I said, I believe. If you doubt your beliefs and believe your doubts, you're in trouble. I believe, not doubt. I create, not destroy. So you've been destructive. It's time to create. I'm a force for good. What does it feel like when you're a force for good? When you do something simple, kind for someone, well, you just know what you did makes a difference. How does that make you feel about your own life? And I got her to think about that. I said, say that and mean it. I'm a force for good. I'm a leader. And then three last phrases. I said, your job is not say, oh, just say no to the gang. Just say no to drugs. That's so wimpy. You're getting in a state of total defiance. Have you ever been in that place where you defy the odds? Because she's saying, well, the odds are against me. Everybody says I'm at risk. I said, did you ever do that in a fight? The odds are against me? She goes, no. She went in this state. I went, that's the state you want. Only you want to direct that defiance against the odds, against limitations. Defy your fears. Defy everybody who says you can't make it. Defy it. Don't just try. And set a new standard. How does it feel when it becomes your standard and it's here instead of here? And I said, the final thing is you've got to learn to step up. Step up. Step up. So we wrote this out and she said it. She did it over and over and over again. And all I had her do is I had her do it for literally 20 minutes. And then I had her do some music where she clapped in rhythm and kept saying, yes, yes. Imagine yourself leading. And what it did is literally conditioned her nervous system. Postscript, 1 year later. First of all, got off heroin immediately, got out of the gang immediately, got two other girls out. They don't let you out of these Latino gangs in San Jose easily. They come out you with a baseball bat. She got out, got the other girls out, became a straight-A student. She's now in college. All by changing her belief structures. That's all it takes. Yeah, give her a hand for sure. So here's what I want you to do. Right now, put yourself in that centered, strong state. In a moment, we're going to go in that peak state again. We're going to do the yes, but then I'm going to have you get centered. And we're going to do this incantation. You don't have to use this afterwards. I just want you to feel what it feels like to incant something. At first, you go, is it repetitive? Your job every time is do it more powerfully. Don't just say it. Use your whole body when you say it. And see what it feels like, because then later you can change this to whatever you want.
Okay, this is Andy again. Now let's get into this. Are you in peak state? I want you to get to a level 10 in peak state. Do whatever it takes to get there. We're going to do the same incantation Tony did with the girl in the gang in San Jose. I want you to repeat after me. Are you ready? Okay. Now I am the voice. Now I am the voice. I will lead, not follow. I will create, not destroy. I am a force for good. I am a leader. Step up. Step up. Step up. Now I am the voice. I will lead, not follow. I will create, not destroy. I am a force for good. I am a leader. Step up. Step up. Step up. Come on. Now I am the voice. I will lead, not follow. I will create, not destroy. I am a force for good. I am a leader. Step up. Step up. Step up. Wow. Ooh. Okay, how did that feel? Can you sense the power of incantations? Remember, they don't have to be this long. They can be a single sentence or even a word. You just want to make sure that you say it with the right emotional intensity. Now, we already have the assignment to create an anchor in someone. But if you want some bonus points, I'm sure you do, yes, you can do some extra credit and create an incantation for yourself. What about that? Are you up for the challenge? All right. We're at the end of today's session. Tomorrow, we will move on to our final step, relate to a higher purpose, connect to an empowering environment. You will learn about the importance of peer group, identity, and creating an empowering environment to help make change last. I look forward to joining you on our next to last session. See you tomorrow.